An alliance of U.S. outdoor enthusiast groups under the heading Sportsmen for Bristol Bay sent a letter last month to candidates on the Republican and Democrat tickets asking if they would support or oppose development of the Pebble Mine. The letter touts the Bristol Bay region as one of the world's premier sport fishing destinations and says that's dependent on the health of the region's iconic and in some cases unparalleled salmon runs. The EPA has proposed preemptive wastewater discharge restrictions that would block Pebble, but their efforts are being reviewed in federal court. It will likely be up to the next administration to decide whether the EPA continues its work to prevent large-scale mining that many view as an existential threat to the Bristol Bay salmon. The Alaska Dispatch reported that Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton's campaign indicated she would oppose Pebble and continue the Obama administration's work. In separate news, Texas Republican Lamar Smith, who chairs the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology, sent a recent letter to the EPA's Inspector General strongly criticizing the IG's review of agency efforts in Bristol Bay. The IG's report, released in January, held that agency officials had acted without bias or predetermination leading up to the decision to invoke the 404C preemptive restrictions. Smith said the report lacked investigative rigor, citing the IG's decision to review communications from only three EPA officials. Smith has asked for a briefing by the OIG staff. And Pebble has trickled into state politics as well. On Monday in Juneau, a joint meeting of the House and Senate Resources Committees met to hear more about the Cohen Report. Committee Chair Senator Kathy Geisel explained why.
Today's hearing is not about the merits of a specific mining project. The hearing is about one of the many federal regulatory processes under which Alaska has to function.
General Joe Ralston, a partner of Secretary Cohen, presented the findings of their study, which was funded by Pebble. Ralston says the EPA's proposed preemptive restrictions based on the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment are not fair to all stakeholders.
The fairest and most appropriate process to evaluate possible development in the Pebble deposit area would use the established regulatory NEPA process to assess a mine permit application, rather than using an assessment based upon the hypothetical mining scenarios described in the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment as the basis for imposing prohibitive restrictions on future mines.
Representative Andy Josephson, an Anchorage Democrat, is a member of House Resources and was at Monday's joint meeting. He says he's critical of the Cohen report and critical also of the Republicans' decision to give it a hearing in Juneau.
I assume that the majority wanted to give them a forum to present because they generally want the Pebble Mine, and they want to be seen as resource developers, and it's sort of a nod to the industry. I mean, I assume that was the reason.
There will be a panel discussion in Dillingham this week to discuss efforts to protect Bristol Bay against development of mines like Pebble. Former Alaska Senate President Rick Halford and former EPA Region 10 Administrator Wayne Nastry, among four others, will present Thursday afternoon as part of the Western Alaska Interdisciplinary Science Conference. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.